When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM. When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello and welcome to Autosave. My name is Nick Andrade and I am here with my co-host Camille Salazar-Hadaway. And we're continuing our deep dive into Gotham Knights. On last week's episode...
Everyone expected me to quit. But that was never gonna happen. Protecting people runs in my veins. It's what I do. No matter what alias I go by, that's who I am. That's who I'll always be. As long as there are people who need me.
I'm certain you already know what must be done.
There's a Lazarus pit somewhere in Gotham. Wherever it is, Talia and her league won't be far. Time to put an end to this.
We had to protect our friends and allies from attacks from the League of Shadows, thanks Talia, obviously, and we learned that Dr. Kurt Langstrom was actually working with the League to create more man-bats, but also working with the court, but then got murdered by the court.
Yes.
So sucks for Dr. Kurt Langstrom, but guess what? There are still man-bats out there. He created more man-bats, and they're wreaking havoc in Gotham. And that's kind of where we left off.
We left off with the man-bats. All men and batting. I mean, why aren't there women bats? Why is it that they only have to use the man bat for, like, a man to create the man bat? I mean, women bats would be cool.
It's true. And they're all called man bat. Like, it's not like they're the men bats.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like a group of bats that are men. It is, they are all singularly called man bat.
What is a group of bats called?
A beats? Just kidding. It's probably bats, right?
No, it's a colony. That's very boring. I guess colony? That's why they just, yeah.
Wait, what was the one that's parliament? Oh, it was the owls.
A parliament, owls. We have the colony and we have the parliament. It's very political.
Non-question of the day.
Yes.
What should bats together be called other than colony? Because I don't think that's right.
Disgusting.
No.
That's what they should be called. Oh, there's the disgustings.
Bats are cute.
Bat.
Have you ever seen a bat?
Yeah. Bat flew out from my chimney as a kid, traumatized. Never again.
So you literally have the same origin story as Bruce Wayne, other than your parents were not murdered.
I didn't fall in a well, if you're going by the Christopher Nolan origin story of Batman. I did not fall in a well and into a cave kind of thing. But I do not have... Actually, my family does not have good experiences with bats. My mom is driving, like, in the Caribbean. My mom's from St. Vincent. It's a volcanic island. So it's very, like, hilly. And, like, when you're driving to where our family house is, it's very dark, very high up. So sometimes bats will fly. And a bat flew through the window into the car while she was driving, traumatized.
Oh, that is not good. That is not good.
It flew out very quickly, but it's still very traumatizing. No one was in danger.
The only experience I've ever had with a bat was like in a park and it flew by. I'm like, whoa, is that a bat? And then someone would be like, yeah, that's a bat. I'm like, whoa. And that's literally the only experience I've ever had.
You're like, oh, wow, that's cool. Meanwhile, every time I see a bat, I want to cry. Actually, every time I hear like a screeching at night, because I have this theory that birds don't exist at night. They're all just bats.
Whoa.
So anytime I see anything flying at night or hear a screeching or maybe it's a tweeting, but I think it's a screeching, I'm like, it's a bat. Get out. Get down. They will suck your blood.
That's definitely something we should revisit at a certain point, that you don't think birds are alive at night.
Okay, they're alive. They're just not birding around, you know, like they're flying and doing their,
right.
Okay. Their normal
bird. Well, if you're still along with us after that conversation, just know that today is our last main mission, basically. We have one more episode after this where we will tackle the side missions of Mr. Freeze, Harley, and Clayface, which I think are really good parts of the story that are critical to this game in terms of like Batman mythology or enemies, because we don't have too many of them in this game other than the Penguin. So it's nice to see. So we'll be covering that in next week's episode. But this week is the last mission. This is Case 8. Cam, how do you feel about this being the last mission of the main story, considering what we saw in Chapter 7, which was pretty short and, you know, not very character developy?
Yeah, there was no developy of character. But because last chapter seemed like a filler, I'm really hoping that this one's going to really end with a bang. We get that full closure. Like, this is going to be that moment that really captures my attention and wins me over. I think I'm still waiting to be like really blown away by this game. So I'm hoping that this is coming in this chapter.
All right. Well, here we are. Question of the day for this episode. I don't know how many we've covered at this point, but if you were a billionaire play person and vigilante by night, one, what would your name be? And two, what would you spend all your money on? Suit, gadget, wise, whatever. Go for it.
Diamond eyes. And I'd spend my money on doing surgery to get diamonds implanted in my eyes.
Wait, so this is the fastest you've ever come up with this answer. So clearly you've thought about this before. Please dive into exactly what this character is for you.
I mean, it just sounds cool if someone's like, oh, what's that? It's diamond eyes. You know, like that sounds cool to me.
Wow.
And then to complete that, you actually have to follow through with what, like, you don't have Batman and there's no evidence of a bat. So the only evidence of a diamond in my eyes would be a diamond in my eyes.
Wow.
So it's like, you never know what my expression is. You never, like, it gives that eeriness as well. I blind them by just looking at them, you know?
And so, like, your costume so would have just a bunch of diamonds on everything, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's self-explanatory, Nick. I don't understand why you need more of an explanation. It's very clear.
All right, fair enough.
And a diamond cuts through anything.
Right. So would you have like diamond claws, a diamond knife, a diamond sword, ooh, katana, diamond guns with diamond bullets? Like,
I am rich. All the above and more. Okay. Because I can.
Okay.
Just because I can. Oh, and then I can name like my sidekicks after different, like, insert gemstone. It's amethyst. Oh. Or it's I was trying to think of gemstones. I'm like, I don't know any. It's emerald.
Emerald. Yeah. Aquarius stone or whatever it's called. Yeah.
Ooh, and we'd be colorful. Oh, that's cool. This is pretty much like Sailor Moon. I'm having fun.
When you talked about rings, I thought you were mentioning like your sidekicks would be like wedding ring, engagement ring, promise ring.
No, you don't need a ring to wear a diamond.
That's true. That is true. So with me, I haven't thought about this much until you just mentioned Diamond Eyes and how quickly it came to you, which is I, in the sixth grade, had a comic book that I made called The Adventure Force. And the Adventure Force had, it was a team of a bunch of people, and I drew all of their character art, but I was not a good cartoonist whatsoever. So all my characters looked like the brain from Arthur. That was kind of their character model, like the weird face, like the lumpy face. Anyway, I don't remember too many characters that were part of the team. I have the book somewhere. It is one of the most poorly written novels of all time. It's really bad. But I remember there was a few characters like Googly Eyes, who had things that come out of his eyes and like attack you. There was Tie Up, who used ropes, and he was like a cowboy, and he would like, you know, tie people up, obviously. But what would my actual character name be? I don't know. I don't even know what my like billionaire superpower of purchasing things would be.
I mean, you would spend a lot of, if you have a friend called Googly Eyes and you need to fund their attacks, that's a lot of Googly Eyes you're going to buy. That could take up a lot of money.
If I was a billionaire, would I buy an adamantium skeleton and try to be Wolverine? That's the question. I might do that.
Ooh, that's good.
I wouldn't have the healing powers, which is the problem.
No, but you'll have money.
I just thought of something perfect.
What?
I have adamantium skeleton like Wolverine, but then I merge actual metal onto my body like Colossus. And so I am a colossal Wolverine. That's my name. Got it. Just came up with it right now.
That sounds fun. But then Colossus is able to de-armor the metal off of himself so, you know, he could live his life. How would you do that?
That's a Lucius Fox problem.
Oh, okay.
I need him to develop and engineer a way for me to detach the metal from my skin. Because again, not a superhero, but I just have a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I'm just buying a bunch of strength and defense. That's it.
You know what? That's good. Or because we have all this money at our disposal and we're trying to help the world, I don't know, maybe put our money into creating systems for a criminal reform. If Batman just did that, maybe we wouldn't have all the Arkham villains coming out of the jail just every second going back to the mean streets of Gotham. If we actually gave them, maybe we taught them business. You know, Joker could have his own, you know, toy store with all these joke toys and they could go legit.
This basically turned into that one part of an episode that we did covered where, you know, they went after Jacob Kane the legal way, which was not as fun as just kicking his ass.
I guess so.
So I understand what you're saying and I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I'm all for that, but it's just not as fun.
Okay.
I mean, that's all.
Yeah.
It's just not as fun.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Gotham's falling apart. We could probably build some affordable housing. Just saying. Whatever.
It is the right answer completely. The right answer. I am not like deterring from that whatsoever. Not as fun though. Not as fun. All right. That's it for us in this silly first segment of the show. But after the break, we get into the nitty gritty, the final case, case 8 on Gotham Knights. And we have to take care of some man bats and also track down the pesky Talia next on AutoSave.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you met me, I was the most afraid I've ever been. I had nothing. And then this city became my home. Its people became my family. I finally felt safe. Gotham gave me everything. It deserves to feel safe, too.
I'm certain you already know what must be done.
Talia al Ghul can't hide from me. She has access to a Lazarus pit in Gotham City. And I'm going to find it.
So Nightwing with a very Bruce Wayne slash Batman-esque kind of monologue here. Did you get the same thing, Barbara, as well, where she wanted to go out and stop these Man-Bats and Talia?
It's exactly the same thing, yeah.
So it's almost like they're coming into their own type monologue here, where they're finally like confident in themselves as being the main vigilante superheroes of Gotham that need to protect the city and are going to do everything at every cost, no matter the cost of their body or pain, to get the job done. It was a very growth scene from what I took from it.
They're really embodying Batman himself, right? That is what Batman does. That's what makes him so cool, is the fact that he's just able to pick himself up after he's getting his back broken by Bane and go into a fight. No matter what the physical limits his body will have, he is determined to save Gotham on all levels and never doubts himself that he will be able to do it. Where it's like, we talked about this whole CW thing with the Gotham Knights here, with this game and the Bat family. But with that model also comes that lack of confidence that you would have as a teenager or someone in your early 20s, right? You're still finding yourself. And we've seen that journey now with the Bat family, where they do know exactly what has to be done and they're just focused on the task and they're not questioning themselves anymore or relying on their mentors to help them out.
Like we heard in the cutscene, Talia has a Lazarus pit somewhere in Gotham, but also there are a few men bats. No, wait, is it a colony? Men colony bats.
Colony bats. Or a colony, like, well, you wouldn't bats. Say bats though, right? You would just say colony.
That's true.
Colony of bats?
A colony of bats.
I don't know. This is why we don't give them the names.
Yes. There's a few that we have to defeat on the Gotham map. We see it. There is the Elliott Center, Wayne Tech Building, and the Gotham Hospital as well. These three Man-Bats have more, they're stronger. They pack more of a punch than they did in the ones that we fought at 7.2. There's more attacks. They're stronger. They're harder to fight against. They also have League of Shadows members that we also have to fight. So what did you think about these three specific fights? Because I'll tell you, I was really annoyed at the first one. The other two, really easy for me, and I ended up killing them really easily. But the first one, I died after spending 20 minutes trying to fight it and had to do it again, and I was very upset. Not like it was a challenging thing.
This is the one that's closest to Belfry, right?
Yes, yes.
I mean, yeah, this one was annoying. I think because the gladiators were there too. Like, they're really tough. Right. Also, we just got out of a Man-Bat battle. So for me, it was just like, we just got our ass beaten by Man-Bat. which I guess was not Langstrom because there's all these man bats. Like, it's still.
I think he is dead. Yeah.
No, but like I thought that was the original, like that man bat we got. But yes. I don't think so anymore. I think it was just a random man bat. I guess like this is like the experiments that they had on the league volunteers that was in that case. So they're just random. They're not actually Langstrom. But the first one was really tough. We were talking about that because it's just so long. So because we got beat by that and then we're coming into this, I was kind of looking at it like, oh, no. Not again. The first one was tough. I think it was mostly the gladiator was the harder one for me. The gladiator, the assassin gladiator.
The heavy ones are easier for me to fight than the ones that constantly disappear and reappear and then they use
the
samurai
those ones.
Swords.
Are they the gladiator? Are they not the gladiator ones?
I thought the gladiators are the big heavy ones with the giant bazooka guns.
You're right. Yeah, no, I'm talking about the one with the sword. And it's always
and
then disappears and comes back and he's like, yeah. That was my impression of that enemy that I'll never do again. Sorry for that. But yeah, that was difficult. And then the other ones, I think just because you get in the swing of things, really with this man-bat battle, it is knowing the moveset of these man-bats and knowing the opportunity to hit them and dodge like crazy. Once you got that down, these will be a breeze.
It's not just that, though. It's the amount of attacks, and I feel like this is a problem with the entire game, is the amount of attacks that they do at once. You have to constantly dodge. And then you have a small window to fight back. You don't do that much damage. I know that you can ranged attack the man-bat while he's flying, which is good. And then you use a special attack if you can, and that takes maybe about over 1,000 damage, I would say. But for the most part, you're just maybe attacking them once or twice for like 100 to 400 damage. And then automatically they're spamming more of their moves again. And that's what drives me so nuts at this game is I'm constantly just having to dodge over and over and over again. There's no consistency with the fighting.
The repetition of it,
Yeah. So that's just one thing. That really annoyed me the first time. The other two were relatively easier for some reason, even though it was the same mechanics. I don't know why.
Do you think maybe we need more in our arsenal? Like when I think to the Arkham games, right? Like there are so many different gadgets that Batman has
like
in
10.
His utility belt. His little utility belt that you could like just throw things to freeze or like use your batarangs, all this different stuff. Where I think it keeps it interesting because then it really gives you a lot of choices with how you want to go about each battle. No matter how much you upgrade, right? You're still going to be limited just because that's just how the game's made. So I think that may be what that feeling of the exhaustion around going into these battles that are longer and don't have that variety that we'd hope for.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, actually, after we defeat all three of these man bats, Alfred tells us that there are more creatures and they're coming from the cemetery, and that's where we need to go in 8.2, the Lazarus Pit. This is the finale, so get ready, or like Cam, save the game if you want, because this is going to be the end. And so we enter the cemetery down a giant hole in the ground that leads us down to some underground tunnels. And we have some lanterns here in front of us that we have to shoot down with range attacks in order to grapple onto them. These lanterns also explode when you're near them. So be sure to run as fast as you can away from them because they do pack a punch. They took out like half of my health when I got attacked.
Yeah.
So they are dangerous. So watch out for that. And as you progress through all the tunnels in the underground, you realize that actually we're back to the blown up bat cave. We see a bunch of artifacts that Bruce saved. By the way, we didn't mention that off the first episode, but all the little knickknacks that Bruce has in the bat cave, kind of weird.
Psycho.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we know what Bruce spends his money on now, right? We had that question at the start of this episode. He's barely into artifacts.
Yes.
Because if he's keeping it in the cave, it's important to him, right? Because no one else, like, really, the mask is Bruce Wayne, right? We all know that. And yeah. He is really Batman, right? Like, that's his true persona. And the mask is, he puts on the mask of Bruce Wayne to hide his identity. So it's like, if it is in the Batcave and not just in his house for everyone to see, like, this is something personal to him. This is something, like, he's bid on. I hope these are, like, charity bids, because, again, could use the money to improve Gotham's systems for those that are finding it a hard time to survive in the crazy streets of Gotham.
Really, really going to the realism here on this episode, Carrie. Yep. Something I just thought of right now is the artifacts he has. He has a giant Joker card. He has a Riddler monument. He has a giant Two-Face coin. So now that I'm thinking about it.
He's stealing these.
Not stealing them. You know what a lot of serial killers have in common? They collect trophies. Now, Batman doesn't kill people, but clearly he is a psycho, like you're saying, because he keeps trophies of his enemies. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Straight up Dexter.
Find the river that he's burying all the bodies. But yeah, no, definitely weird. Also, how is he lugging them out of, like, this giant Joker card? How did he get that into the Batcave?
With his million, he probably craned it in or something.
He's like, Lucius, I need a pickup.
Yeah.
There's this really cool Joker card that Joker has just hanging around in his lair. I need it back to the cave.
Don't
and
ask
then
questions.
Lucius sends a bot and then picks it up. I love it.
Well, Bruce, I hope you weren't a psychopath, because I look up to you, man. So please don't be. As we keep going through, we face off with some more League assassins, as well as some Man-Bats along the way. We are not done with those. You have to deal with these to progress further down the tunnels of the Batcave. We fight more League members, more Man-Bats, until we finally reach what actually is the Lazarus Pit.
You, like your precious Batman, were never able to save Gotham. I finally solved that problem.
Bruce?
My father's mind was broken by repeated exposures to the Lazarus Pit. Unlike my father, I used that exposure free Bruce's mind from his ridiculous oath. And you, you're right where we need you. Bruce's last test. Then we lead our new league into glory, remaking the world.
Welp, Cam, I knew it.
Really?
Kind of. So, I didn't think that Bruce was going to come back to life from the Lazarus Pit. However, I did think that he was going to be alive still. So I'm technically right. Even though he was dead, Talia brought him back to life. What did you think about this reveal?
Let's talk about how Batman looks. He has been working out.
from the beginning of the game, I feel like he added on a few pounds. I feel like he's taking steroids now. Maybe the Lazarus Pit has some HGH inside or something. Yeah.
It really burns the fat and just defines the muscles.
Right.
The only thing I don't know about with Bruce Wayne, because did we see him without the cowl at the beginning? No, right? Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I guess we did.
We did.
I never noticed that he had like the little shaved part in his eyebrow. Not a fan.
I didn't know. I forgot about that. But yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He's a TikTok generation Batman, basically. He's what he is. He's
a
Gen
Z. Cool. He's like the cool kids.
Yeah. So this maybe takes place in like 2047 or something like that.
Yeah. But now it's like we really have to test if the student can surpass the master, which is interesting. Like, I do like this aspect of like having to face Batman. I know it may be a little bit expected, but I do like the campiness and cheesiness of it. This kind of like trope that we often see with comic book material. And he doesn't have his gadgets, so we're going to obviously kick his ass.
Well, I mean, look how jacked he looks. I don't know if we can take him on that easily.
That's true.
Oh,
That's
but also, true. Too, Talia was like, yeah, I killed my father. He was crazy. because he had been in Lazarus Pit too many times. That's basically what she admitted, right?
Yeah, like she literally grabbed, she saw both of their bodies lying there because they died next to each other, Ra's al Ghul and Bruce Wayne. And she's just like, nope, going for Bruce. Peace out, Dad. See you later. She could have saved her father.
Well, that's the whole point I think she's alluding to is he was too crazy after too many regenerations in Lazarus Pit. And by doing that to Bruce now, she can control Bruce because Bruce, this is only the first time that he's done it, or maybe the second. I don't know.
What sense that makes because you're still using the Lazarus Pit. This is classic League of Assassin thought process that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
So how did you think of this fight? In general, we basically have to appeal to Bruce as we fight him.
Yeah.
Take down him as much as possible and then try to get him to snap out of it. Bruce thinks that the Batman family is dead. He keeps saying like, no, you're dead, Dick, in my storyline as well. But again, what did you think about this fight in general? He's not fast, but he actually hits really hard because again, he is pump to the max. How did you feel?
Similar to the Man-Bats battle, or the colony battle, as I'm going to call it now, you have to evade a lot. I found I was dodging quite a bit, which really plays on that idea. Like, you wouldn't want to hurt your father figure or, like, that person that helped train you, right? That's pretty cool. His ground pound thing was very annoying.
The ground pound? Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. But the theme of dodging doesn't just... isn't just because we're facing it off against Bruce. I feel like every enemy that we face, we have to dodge so much. But
how do you find this? Was this pretty like easy for you? Were you okay with this?
Honestly, to me, this was easier than fighting the Man-Bats.
Yeah.
I can dodge because Bruce is really slow in this fight. I can dodge him pretty easily. So I got to use more attacks than normal. And I kind of like stunned him a bit as well.
I wonder if the reason for this is because really Bruce Wayne is known because he's the greatest detective alive. His mind is messed up. He doesn't have his weapon of choice, which is his mind.
It's true.
So he can't be strategic in a battle, especially when he doesn't have the gadgets.
So he's not as strong.
I think that's why it's like this. This is definitely why it's like this. Yeah. Let's hope so.
After we appeal to Bruce a little bit more, it triggers another cutscene.
Look. Finally! I was starting to think I might actually have to hurt you!
Not possible.
Dick! Keep me focused here. What's happening?
We finished your last case, Bruce. And we did it as a team. The Court of Owls is real.
Of course they are.
We were handling it all until... Why don't we get out of here, huh?
Can't leave a job half done.
We can deal with Talia later.
Or you can deal with Talia now. This pretender pulls you away from me. Come back to me, beloved.
Got you.
So we get Bruce to snap out of it and he wants to help, but Talia slices and dices him, so Bruce has to back off, and now it is Dick / Batgirl / Jason Todd / Tim Drake against Talia one-on-one. But what did you think about that cutscene?
I have to say, I think I preferred my cutscene than yours.
Really? Was it more emotional?
Yeah. It's not really that emotional. There's like a little part of it that I don't necessarily like, but I think the dialogue choice was better. When Bruce snaps out of it and then recognizes Barbara, he says, Barbara. And then she's like, the mask is on. You're supposed to call me Batgirl. And then they start talking. And then they have this exchange where, like, Bruce is like, oh, you're stubborn, like Jim. So it's, like, seemed more personal. people, like catered to Barbara's story. And then he asks, there's like this really, so he's just like, what happened? And Barbara's explaining what happened with the Lazarus pit. She's saying like, you've been dunked in there multiple times. And like, she's trying to control your mind. And then he like struggles and he's like, report. And then she like kind of repeats herself. So like, but the dialogue, how that exchange goes, I think it was a little bit better in my scene rather than just like Bruce seeing being too happy to see Dick and not really focused on the mission. Whereas like with mine, he's focused more on the mission.
Well, that's weird because I feel like he's known Dick the longest out of all of them. So you would think that his cutscene would be more personal. That's weird.
But it is. It is more personal in the sense that it's more casual conversation between them. Whereas with Barbara, it is like you have that personal nod to Jim and like that appreciation for her. But then it's also like a recap to catch him up on the mission, which I thought was more believable because knowing how Bruce is determined, he would ask about the mission. He would be like, okay, what's going on with this? He'll try to pick up the pieces from where he last left off. And then you have this reveal, which I mentioned at the beginning of the show, which probably didn't click to you because it doesn't happen in your cutscene. Barbara reveals to Bruce that Jacob Kane was the leader of the Owls. And then you have this weird part where Bruce is like, what? Jacob? And I thought that was not believable at all. I don't think he would care.
Interesting. But also, I wish that was a part of my cutscenes. It's strange that that's not. But
yeah, that's interesting because like a lot of our cutscenes have been very similar. But that's the one that I think is like a major difference in terms of what Bruce being the character we would all be interested in would know at this point. Because like based on your cutscene, he may not know about the Court of Owls after dealing with Talia.
No, I think he does say that the court is real in the cutscene. And then Bruce
Yeah,
is
I
like,
have that too.
Bruce is just like, oh yeah, of course they are. All right. But there's no Jacob Kane. So yeah, it's just strange that that would not be a part of it. But I guess they each had to have their own different one. Talia also mentions, my beloved, come back to me. Do you think that they baby made Damian Wayne during this point?
Baby making while Bruce is a zombie.
That sounds not good.
Nope.
So this leads us into the thick of the Talia boss fight. Here we go. The main boss fight in the entire game, Talia phase one. How did you like this phase one fight, Cam, before we get into more semantics here? Because it was, if you didn't like Man-Bat, this is Man-Bat on Bruce Wayne steroids.
There's so much dodging. So much dodging. And it's, I found it long. I thought it was a long fight.
Yeah.
This whole Talia thing. I was like, I should have been able to end this much sooner than I did, but I think I was spending a lot of my time dodging. So like for the first one, you know, her bow and arrows are just annoying because every time like she charges them up, you're supposed to use that time to like go in close and like get a few hits on her. But then I found like because I was dodging so much, I was so far away from her in some points that like I would get close to her and then she'd go back to like her like different combos or like the motion of fighting that I'd miss that window. So that was a little bit of an annoyance.
I don't think I can remember getting an actual, like barely getting an attack off that wasn't a ranged attack. So my strategy at this point, I think at some point I thought to myself, I cannot get an attack in. And if I do, I get pummeled.
Yeah.
So I would just use my ranged attack every time I could, because that seemed to be the most effective. That would charge up my special ability bar. And then I would use one of my special abilities every time. And then that I would just rinse and repeat that because I could not land an attack on Talia. And it was frustrating. I don't think I died in this first phase, but I think I used like all my potions. So I thought to myself, oh man, like I don't think I'm going to survive this entire fight.
Yeah, no, I didn't die in this first phase, but definitely was pretty low on health packs.
It's funny too. I was reading the IGN walkthrough part and it did say in here that you can change your difficulty at any time by accessing the options menu. I did not do that.
Wait. Did it say that right for this battle? Like it knew it would be so hard. It's like, by the way, if you want.
I haven't seen it in any other ones. I'm pretty sure this was just in this one, which makes sense.
That's hilarious.
Yes. If you're playing this one, it can get a tad frustrating. Use your range attacks as much as possible, because Talia not only has her range attacks, she also has close up attacks. She swings at you really fast. You don't really have much time other than to dodge a lot, because you might take a lot of health, but you can get past it. We both did. And once you do, it triggers another cutscene.
Did I miss something funny?
You, Dick Grayson, in your single-minded pursuit to capture me, you forgot to watch your back.
Oh no, the fault is with you, Talia Al Ghul. Your abomination led us here, and now you and it will die.
You will never bring death to an Al Ghul.
All right, so the court shows up, which is great, and Talia's laughing at us. But isn't the court after her and the Lazarus Pit? I was confused about that. Like, she was laughing at us like the court was after us. But I didn't take it like that.
Like, she's working with the court.
No, she wasn't. I don't think it did seem like that they were working together. It seemed like they were like, the jig is up, Talia. We're going to get the Lazarus Pit now. Did I read into that wrong?
No, with her whole like, oh, but you didn't watch your back kind of thing, it makes it seem like they're working together when they're not.
Oh, okay.
So it's a weird choice. It's a weird choice.
Yes, okay. Well, there definitely has been a thing between the League and the court.
Yeah, because I thought it was weird that like the like court doesn't show any like hatred towards Talia and the League. They literally like murked all of your owl guards when we first saw the League appeared, and continued to do so because they're so badass. And you're just like, yeah, hey.
I guess. But guess what, Cam? It triggers phase two of the fight. And if you didn't like phase one, you're not going to like phase two. Because now she took a flag pull, I guess, or whatever it is.
The spear, yeah.
The spear flag pull, and now has a giant ranged, well, not a ranged weapon, but a long, long mid-range weapon. And the fight becomes significantly harder. In my opinion, at least. I started this fight, like I said, with zero health packs. So right off the bat, I just killed myself instantly so I could get three automatic health packs back. And I thought to myself, there's no way I can survive this fight with three health packs. I think I died maybe two or three times before ultimately defeating her. But this fight's hard.
It's the triple attack. I think that's the hardest thing. It's like, that is the most frustrating attack of her, because it takes like some sort of skill that I don't have to evade it properly. Like her spear or flagpole, whatever, it's a flagpole that she uses as a spear. Mm-hmm. It like kind of twinkles right before shines right before she's going into her triple attack. And for some reason, it was really hard to land the evade.
I think the moveset of Talia gives you ample chance to avoid attacks as much as possible. You can't avoid them all, which gets a little frustrating, but it's not the evading that I have a problem with. It's, again, fighting. And because she has a ranged attack, followed by using her spear, followed by a close combat attack, all in sequence, and then she also has those mines, I guess, that she throws, they all happen so fast within each other. You don't have time to do anything other than ranged attack. And I don't think I can remember not using anything else but ranged attacks and special attacks in this entire fight, which I don't think should be a thing. I think they should be able to manage a boss fight better. And I'm not talking about difficulty. I understand that difficulty levels come in all shapes and sizes, from easy to hard to extreme hard. But to me, if I'm playing on normal, you should give me a chance to attack Talia at some point. They should not have an infinite amount of moves and skill sets that like almost every enemy in this game has.
Yeah, I agree. I was able to get close to Talia to land like just random.
But you get hit right away, right?
Yeah, you get hit you get hit right away unless you evade like right before. But I understand exactly what you're saying. Like, I think the biggest thing for me is just I wanted more variety in this fight. After the first man-bat fight, it was just much more something that I was like, oh, this is interesting. I like that they did this. I'm looking forward to more boss battles. But then they just repeated that one because they knew it would be received so well if you're playing through it. And it's kind of like it felt like a one-trick pony, a boss battle that gets old real quick.
Yeah, it's like you could have maybe broken out the Lazarus Pit and then you go into a different area and then it's a whole different fight. Like it just felt like the same thing over and over. I get what you're saying. And I agree with you as well. Well, after the painstaking moments of fighting Talia Phase 2, you can finally take her down, and once you do...
All of you grew without me. Become your own heroes. The knights that Gotham really needed. Together, you're stronger than the Batman ever could be. I'm so proud of all of you. And I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
You might want to run. It was never the criminals of Gotham that scared me. It's you. The rich want more. Politicians, you pander to your reckless demands. Police, who hurt the people they're supposed to protect. You're not gonna get this Lazarus Pit. Because I won't let you.
All right, so a lot to unpack here in this cutscene. Once you defeat Talia, she straight up dips. She just teleports out of there or uses her magic. Doesn't even care that the Lazarus Pit is still there and the court is there as well. Really doesn't care whatsoever. So I don't really understand what her whole plans were in this entire game. That's weird.
Yeah, it was kind of like she had a limited amount of League of Assassins available for the final boss battle. And then she was just kind of like, oh, we went through 10. Yeah, can't afford any more. Q4 budgets here.
They were all taking sick days, probably.
Yeah.
It basically leaves Dick to fend off the entire court who want the Lazarus Pit. And obviously he can't do that because there's a bunch of talents in the way. So guess what? Guess what? Bruce comes around and he's all in pain and whatever. He somehow goes into the broken down Batwing. And as the court approaches, he tells Dick to leave. And then guess what? Blows himself up with the court and the Lazarus Pit so no one can have the Lazarus Pit. So let me just, for the audience here, quickly, before you give your opinion, I'm gonna leave this out here on the field. Bruce dies at the beginning of the game. He kills himself and blows up the Batcave to save everyone from Ra's al Ghul and dies. Comes back to life.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then gets turned from the Lazarus Pit. I get he has some, he was turned by the Lazarus Pit, but comes back. He's normal. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to blow myself up again. I cannot believe this game decided to have Bruce kill himself twice.
Yeah, well, you know what, Nick? You're missing out on the fact that he also got stabbed, okay? Again.
Twice.
And also blew himself up in the same cave, okay? So they were really...
They're also in the Batcave, yeah.
They were not really getting that creative here with this. So at the beginning, I do not see myself believe that Bruce would first go kamikaze as a last resort. Isn't there missiles, something that he could use from this too?
Oh yeah,
he just shoot all of them.
I mean, the Batwing is probably broken down, so the only thing he could do is crash it.
Okay, fine. if you want to do that. But I mean, he could have set it on autopilot.
Oh, I'm sure there is an autopilot version. Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even attempt to do any of those things. And then as a last resort, have to then just sacrifice his life. It's the first scenario he thinks of. He's like, well, just came back to die again. Let's go.
You have to be one selfless person to sacrifice yourself, not once, but twice.
Yeah. Or maybe he's just like, you know what? This is a perfect escape. I'm going to kill myself, but then crawl to the Lazarus pit, just hop in there a little bit, and then I'll go to Paris on vacation with Catgirl.
With Catwoman, you mean?
Yeah, Catwoman.
And then Alfred looks... Alfred looks...
And then Alfred will be like, holding a newspaper, be like, yes, I see you.
So, yeah, I'm perplexed by this. But you know what? I guess Bruce really did mean when he said, it's your city now. It really is our city, I guess.
He was like, I gave up like from the start. I actually was ready to leave. Gotham's trash.
And he was like, the Court of Owls? I can't deal with that. No way. Well, you know what? After I reeled with that information and couldn't really handle it, Dick, I guess, has a moment in my scene, and I guess Batgirl with yours. After the explosion, he walks off in rainy fashion in Gotham.
The blast destroyed every ounce of the Lazarus pit. Now the Court of Owls has also gone to ground, for the most part. I'm sure they still whisper in a lot of ears we don't know about yet. Talia booked it, of course. There's nothing in Gotham for her now. She made sure to leave a parting gift, though. League Assassins. I guess to make sure we don't get too comfortable. Or just to keep an eye on us. What's left of the Batwing was recovered. Bruce is really gone. But while Gotham City's still dangling above an abyss, I've got a grip on it now. This city is no longer the court's plaything. Jacob Kane was just the beginning. The Court of Owls is still among us. They still think Gotham City is theirs to rule. But now we're the ones watching. They can no longer lurk in the shadows. They will face the night.
So I don't know how your cutscene was, but the part that really made me laugh was Nightwing basically saying, wow, I can't believe Bruce is really gone. You really, Dick? You saw him die twice. I think you should kind of accept that he's gone.
I mean, I guess so. This is the ending, right?
This is the ending, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I was just like, where is the resolve with the Bat family? There's no comms. Like, you're not going to be like, guess what, guys? Bruce was alive, but then he's dead.
Yeah, that's a good point. Especially this whole game, I think, has been about that family. But at the end, it's just your individual character.
Yeah.
And I don't think, again, yes, the court has gone into hiding, but I don't really understand what this whole conflict was about the Lazarus pit, but then also Talia just disappeared. I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to get into that too much. I do want to know if there's a difference in Barbara's story. However, in mine, there's a shot of Catherine Kane watching Nightwing on the big screen. I guess she...
Yes.
And she doesn't look too happy, so I wonder
So she was in on it.
I think so.
She was... definitely in on it, so. Because she was like, whoa, this is a lot to deal with, kind of like look like of just annoyance. So I wish we kind of know her deal a little bit better of to why she's acting. Well, I guess I understand why she's acting so innocent, because if she is the real leader, of the Owls, or at least collaborating with them, she will want to keep that under wraps, which I kind of like that aspect of it, where it's like the Owls, probably the Court of Owls, will never really disappear because the rich will still continue to be there and continue to get rich and can continue to take advantage of, you know, the underprivileged in Gotham. And we just kind of have to deal with it and let them know you won't stand for it. So I kind of like that realistic aspect to it. But again, where is that resolve with the Owls and the League? Like, I feel like we don't really get a conclusion. There's no closure here with that, which is very interesting choice.
Again, unless it's all about the sequel, right? Catherine Kane might have her storyline developed as maybe part of the court. We don't know. And then Talia also disappeared, so we'll see her again. However, do you want to go back to that well for a new game, or do you want to go to something new? Especially, you know, there's so many characters that you can kind of go through in Gotham Knights. I don't know. It's interesting. I was at a loss for the ending, but I guess we'll dive into it more on the flip side in segment 3. But that's it for the main story for us. After the break, we break it all down on Autosave.
On Autosave.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You guys start. I'll be right up. Oops. My hand slipped. But now you're up. So let's go. This is important.
Would you just go? Or is I forgot to eat and starve to death on your list of videos?
I mean, if you want some advice on being dead, I got you covered.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
You're gonna need my password.
Am not.
Looking out for me.
So a warm little ending scene with the Bat family and Bruce when he recorded his death protocol messages, I guess. So clearly in this scene, he's actually recording more than one in case he's dead. This is what you do, which I think is funny. But also the Bat family just wanted to eat and have a good time. And he loved them is what I get from this scene. And they were all a routin' toutin' happy family.
So that's the whole thing. The game built up this family story, right? Like, I really didn't feel up until this last chapter that it was just about my character. Like, even though you're playing as your character, I didn't feel like it was just about our character because we always go back to Belfry. We have those CW moments where we're just like, yeah, family, there's trials, tribulations. We're going to have fun on the way, trying to find our confidence together. We're all in this together, a la High School Musical. But then this last chapter, like, we don't, there's no comms.
It's solo.
At all.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah, there's no, you don't hear, like, even at this point, I thought we would have been hearing every, like, going into the cave, like, hearing comms from every member of the Bat family, you know, building up that, like, where, like, what is everyone else doing? What is Jason doing? What is Dick doing? What is Tim doing? Are they pulling their weight? Is this the barber show? You know, like, I have these questions because it just does feel like you're all alone in this. When it's like, why were you? It's Gotham Knights.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. I think we brought back Guardians of the Galaxy game a lot. Kind of mentioned this in this gameplay throughout, but that ending scene in Guardians is with the whole team, and they all come together to fight something. Whereas I think, like you said, like that kind of should have been the whole point at the end. They all should have worked together. And I understand that you get to pick one character, but why is it just that one character? Mm-hmm. And no one else is to be seen. Everyone is what, on patrol? But this is the biggest thing. You're going to the Lazarus Pit. There should have been some big crescendo of a storyline. And, you know, maybe Tala got even stronger and stronger. And then the Bat family shows up and you all fight her together. That's such a great point. Like, I don't know why that wasn't the case.
You know what? Like, I understand the limitations games have, especially with this one, like the final years of development being within the pandemic, like obviously, like that is very limiting on its own. However, I think there are workarounds that could have been a better choice for this. If you see, you know, if you couldn't have all the characters actually in that battle, couldn't process all of those, like make it look good or had the time to do that, I think you could have at least had them all go in to the cave, and then there's different obstacles where each of them have to stay behind, and then you end with the character you're playing with against Talia. But there just had to be something, like even if it was over comms and we get that reasoning as to why the rest of the Gotham Knights aren't with you, I think I would have been a little bit more at ease with accepting this.
I think that also checks the box of the question I had, which is what we would have done differently. We're going to have our final rating of the game on our Patreon, so you can listen to that if you're subscribed to our Patreon. If not, you can subscribe. But your overall impression of the game, just a quick note, how you thought this game went in your mind.
Well, I mean, it's been a long time for Batman fans to get into a Gotham game. You're going to get some of the things that you love from that eerie or like that darker atmosphere from a superhero game, that is definitely here. You're going to meet some interesting characters off the top. It's going to get you. But yeah, like, you know, this is not going to be an Arkham game. So keep your expectations leveled.
I think that's a good way to end it. We kind of talked about the boss fights, a little overwhelming. Talia's boss fight, again, should have had all the characters come together. Maybe we even saw an Alfred cameo, would have been cool as well, especially seeing Bruce die a second time. He never really got to say goodbye to the team apart from the message that he sent, which is the clip that we heard in this segment.
Yeah, even if he was in the Batwing, right? And we could hear him, like the comms for some reason worked. It doesn't have to make sense, but he's able to send that goodbye message to all of the members of the Bat family, and you hear their reactions in Barbara's comms, would have been rewarding.
Just say, I love you guys. This is for you. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you. Something like that. Honestly, talking through this, I think they could have done this in a meeting. Like, we should have been there. We should have done this. We should have written this story.
Hire us, WB Montreal.
Come on. I think it was right there for the taking. Anyway, I don't want to speak negatively on the end because, again, it was still an enjoyable game. I love playing any sort of Batman DC game. It's fun regardless, and I had a lot of fun with Nightwing. I just wish maybe they took a little bit more time on some things because it's evident here when we see it. But other than that, still had fun. I think Cam had fun going through this game together. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun with our questions of the day as well.
Yeah, we did.
And I think we're big, big Bat fans and we'll continue to be. The Suicide Squad is the next game that's coming out. This one was done by the people who made Arkham. So our expectations maybe will be pretty high on that one. But Next time, we're going to go over the side quests with Harlequin, Mr. Freeze, and Clayface. Those are really fun to do, fun little side missions to accomplish. But we want to thank also Dylan, Greg, and Chris behind the scenes for all your hard work. Hopefully, if you heard my Nightwing gameplay, you want to see the actual Batgirl gameplay. Chris is playing that over on our Patreon as well. But like I said, next week, we got the side missions here on Autosave.
Baby making while Bruce is a zombie.